Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Caleb Patterson, Peace of Pete, Real Talk, Midwest Muscle in the house. And we are live and in living color. This show is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. And if you are an athlete that's looking for a solid foundation to stand at or a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now, let us talk. Let's have a good conversation. We have a lot of fun shows. We have a lot of interesting shows. We also had a lot to talk about, and some of it was good, some of it was disagreed with, but this is real talk, and so we're still going to be real about it, and we're going to be as real as possible for everybody that's listening in. So, you know, your opinions matter, your comments matter. The show's not a show without them, and it's nice to know that we're engaging with everyone that really wants to be a part of the show and stay tuned with it. But it's also nice to just hear from people how they're thinking about it, and just how everything's going. So it's nice to know that we can do all these things and still have fun doing them. And it's nice to know that we have listeners that are always engaged to do so. But this show is about Ron Anderson and his new thing that he's got going on, Fit in 60. I think I'm saying that right. Or am I saying that right, Ron? Because if I'm not, correct me, and we'll get this show started. Ron, can you hear me? Ron, can you hear me? Well, we seem to be having a little bit of trouble. It's a live show. It's a real show. So sometimes these things happen. We'll get it straightened out. And hopefully we can get him on the air. We've been talking about a lot of things happening in the natural side of the community and a lot of things going on. And this new show that Ron's doing is a great atmosphere, a great thing going. And I'd love to hear more about it as soon as we get this connection going. Bear with us, people. Just bear with us. I can see his number and I can see the line there, so as soon as we get that, we'll be good to go. Well, anywho, it's always nice to have these things happen right when the show goes live. How crazy is this? So we'll try to get him going again, and if it comes through, we'll get this show started. We'll be good to go. But until then, you know, we have shows coming up, and a lot of good shows coming up this week. One of the bigger shows is in Kansas City. We also have one in Michigan. So, you know, whatever area of the Midwest you're on, whether it be northern or southern, you still got a chance. Ron, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you?
Oh, thank goodness. I don't know what happened earlier, but I'm glad we got the connection through now. You've got an interesting concept, and you've actually started it going forward. Could you please introduce yourself and then tell us the form and format that you have going now? It seems like you've got like 30 things going on. So,
You want me to like introduce myself?
No. You can just go right into what's going on.
Okay, cool. So I want to just like touch base on what we have going on now. We have like 300 different things going on with the whole brand, with the Phonetics brand right now. And now we're moving into more of television, which is really nice. So what we're doing now, we have this show called Fit in 60. And essentially it was going to be a 60-second show. We're going to be doing like on Instagram and other social media platforms, and it just blew up. So what I mean by that is we're just doing like how-tos, nutrition tips, and workouts, you know, having like guest hosts on there as well. And now it's turning into this actual show to where we're going to have contestants on there that are going to be working towards their goals, and, you know, the how-tos, and we're still going to be doing workouts and things of that nature just to really educate our consumers on what they should be doing to get to where they want to get. So that's kind of the show, how the show's evolved. It's not any longer just like the focus on me educating people, but, you know, really educating others so that they can continue to educate other people too. So.
And you know, that's a great thing, because there's a lot of misinformation that's out there, and you know it and I know it. And it's good to know that somebody has an actual interest in the people's welfare without basically trying to drain their pockets dry. What brought about this? Is this something that you just had come up in your head, or is this something that just kept evolving until it became what it is right now?
I mean, you know what, that's a really good question. And you know what, the brand, the Phonetics brand, as you know, which is what I founded probably 6 years ago now, it's continued to evolve. Like every year we keep evolving into more areas and more areas. Because the reason I developed this brand was really to give back and to help people. The problem in, you know, the health and fitness industry, as you know, probably more than anyone else, is that it's all about me, me, me. Like, people are always about, like, how can I, you know, utilize other people to get to where I want to get to. Where what I want to do with our brand is I want to utilize other people to help other people get to where they want to get. So it's not about me. Our slogan for the brand is We Live Fitness. And, you know, I really live by that. And the show kind of came out of almost a necessity, believe it or not, because there's a lot of health and fitness shows out there. Like they had Workout on Bravo, which was a big thing a few years ago, but it's all scripted. And then people are like, oh, how are these people getting these results? Like, I'm trying to follow along, and it just doesn't work for me. To where our show now, Fit in 60, is going to be, it's a raw show. Like, this, if there's nothing that's going to be scripted, it's going to be exactly what it is. So I can't even tell you what's all going to happen yet. We're just going to kind of see how it unfolds. But a big component that I want to do that hasn't been done yet is we're going to have it to where it's going to be the first show that's actually interactive with the viewers. So we have programs that if viewers want to get involved with some of the teachings or programs, nutrition, meal plans that's happening in the show, they can work with myself or my team here to where we can actually develop programs for them as well. So it's not just going to be the people on the show that you can follow and see their progress, but you can actually follow your own progress as well. And that's something that we want to share with the consumer.
Okay. Now I'm really following this. I'm really liking where you're going with this. But for the listeners that aren't aware, just break it down to where, I mean, are you having people on like every week, or is this something where you're just, you know, giving tips, or how is this going to come about to where it just keeps, because it sounds like it's going to grow into something much bigger than what you have planned.
It is. We have big plans. Yeah, we have big plans. So, yeah, the very simple version of it is we're going to have four contestants on the show over 12 weeks. So you can follow all four contestants as they achieve their goals, or as they, you know, on their journey to achieving their goals for 12 weeks. So that's going to be actually on Fit in 60. Not only are you going to be able to follow their journeys on the show, but you'll be able to follow their journeys on our website too, like their testimonials, which is just going to be raw directly from them. But in addition to the show, we actually have programs on our website that consumers that want to get that same experience and that same really tailored, like specific individualized program to them, developed for them as well. So it's kind of like there's two sides to the show. It's the four contestants in the show you can follow, but then also some of the people that are going to be involved in some of the other programs for the show, we would love to share their stories as well. We just want to help people motivate people.
Well, you've got a good way of doing that already, so I'm excited to see how this grows and how it transforms, because it sounds like it's going to do both, and it sounds like you got the, you know, the window open where it can do both in a very good way, and I'm loving the way it's sounding. The interest, I'm sure, because I know at our gym where we had to engage in the people, and they have so many questions. It's like a lot of the ones seem pretty basic to us because we live this life. But for a person that's walking through the door, there's a lot of information that we basically almost forgotten that they need to grab hold to. So I'm glad that you're doing this where you can alleviate the risk of injury, a lot of questions that might be seen as goofy or silly. to somebody that knows, like I'm saying, but then there's a person that has no clue. And this is vital information to keep them, keep the risk of injury down, and also keep them from embarrassing themselves in there, because the biggest thing is, you know, they don't want to feel uncomfortable where they don't even feel like coming to the gym, because this is a place of health and fitness, and I'm glad you're coming about that. In the future,
yeah.
I mean, are you going to start lengthening the videos, or, you know, how are you going to go about that?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of big plans for Fit and Fixie and for Phonetics, not just with the show, but, you know, things much broader than this, to where we
mm-hmm.
will actually have it to where you can go on the website, you can follow mm-hmm. along with the workouts, you can follow all the episodes. We'll have archives on the website as well. But in addition to that, we're actually going to be planning a national fitness tour. That's in the works right now. You know, exactly when that's going to launch is to be determined, but that's something we really want to do, to where we're not only engaging people online, but we're actually coming to people, or people can come to us. And, you know, the whole point of that is really bringing as many people with like-minded goals together as we can, and being able to really help them. I mean, outside of anything else, that's the number one goal of what we're doing. And, you know, really doing that through the proper fitness and nutrition interventions.
Yes.
All right. Well, it sounds like an amazing concept. I know. I'm jumping in. I'm here. Sounds like an amazing concept. And I'm sorry if you already shared this because I'm coming late to the show, but I am interested on how this concept even came about and, you know, how you got connected with all of the right players, because I'm sure you have an executive producer and so on and so forth to help you get this off the ground. So can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, you know, the nice thing about kind of where this brand has evolved, and, you know, a lot of people know me, and I'm very big proponent on kind of doing everything myself, but this brand has now become much bigger than I am. As I'm sure you guys can see with the magazine, the fitness centers, our fitness mall, and the show and everything else going on. Yeah, I mean, I have surrounded myself with some of the most amazing individuals in our industry and other industries. And the reason for that is that I really value other people's input. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, they start getting successful and it's like, oh, I got here myself. You know, I did this, I did that. Well, I can personally tell you that this wasn't just me doing this. You know, our executive producer, Don Crimmon, who's actually on the line now, he's been instrumental in helping me and, you know, getting involved in the show and getting us the right contacts so that we can really provide the experience that we want for people.
All right. Awesome.
Okay.
So Don, are you there? Hello? Okay, maybe Don hasn't dialed in, but if Don were on, I was going to ask him a couple questions, but that's quite all right. But our listeners are definitely digging what you are laying down. They're wondering, you know, what is the, what is your contact info? And I guess, or the show's contact info, if they have interest in submitting to be part of that, but then also where can they see it and when and all of that great kind of stuff.
Where would you like me to start?
At the beginning. I don't know. Where is the best place?
I mean, the nice thing about me is I'll give you guys my direct contacts. And the reason for that is there's a lot of, like, shows and companies out there like, oh, yeah, contact me here. And you're dealing with someone's secretary who's not has no idea what's going on. But I like giving out my personal information because I really want to be able to help people here. So for me, the easiest way to contact me is actually through email. And very simply, it's RONA at Phonetics, FINETIX, fitness.com.
Awesome. So there's that part of it, folks. I hope you had your pencils ready and you wrote that down. If not, you can just tune in to the recorded version of this in our archives following the show, and you'll be able to pick it up there again. And we'll have to get something posted on the P4P Real Talk with Desiree and Kaylin on our Facebook page as well. So now that we know how to reach you, when do we actually get to start seeing this stuff?
So what we're doing, we've been putting teasers out there now. So if you're on Instagram, Facebook, if you're on pretty much any social media platform, You can see some of the teasers I've been putting out there now. If it's nutrition tips, if it's workouts, if it's how-tos, whatever it is, we've been getting like inundated with questions, which I absolutely love. So we're trying to get an episode out, if not every day, every other day, just to kind of help people get that those education pieces that they're needing and get help with the workouts and, you know, get really that raw information that they're looking for. So really, you can follow me on Instagram. It's PhoneticsFitCEO. I'm Ron Anderson on Facebook, on LinkedIn. I'm all over social media. So.
All right. Awesome. And the thing that I really want to know is which episode do Kaylin and I get to make a guest appearance? I think that's what I really need to know. There might be some others out there that want to know that too, but I just, you know, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
I love you guys. You guys should definitely come up for an episode. It's the energy and excitement that goes on in this show you wouldn't believe it unless you were here. It's an amazing experience, and I really want to be able to share that with as many people as I can, including getting YouTube goofy people on the show.
You hear that, Kaylin? We have about 18,000 witnesses that can contest that you just said that. You know, so we are gonna keep that in mind. And this, so my next question, and then guys, if you've got more questions, jump on in. But I have to admit, I'm probably out of the loop on this. But how is your magazine doing? Are you still putting that out there? And I'm sure you're going to be talking about this and that. So we want to let folks know so they can subscribe also if they want to keep track of you that way.
All this information. You know, the best thing, like no matter what you're trying to get on, if you guys look up Phonetics Fitness on Google, we take up like the first 5 pages. So if you want to get involved with our international magazine, if you want to get involved with the show, if you want to get involved in anything in regards to our brand, really, you can just go to phoneticsfitness.com, or you can go to fitin60byphonetics.com. And if you go through any form of the contact portals, you can contact us, subscribe to the magazine. You can even get involved in some of the programs that we're going to be getting on the show before they actually happen. So.
Nice. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well, I think we're covered then.
Yeah. And we got one from Felicia, and she says, do people submit to be on the show, or do they have to be at your gym?
Yeah, no, you can submit to the show. So the nice thing we're going to be doing with the show, which has not been done before, is we're actually going to have people on site at our facility, but we're actually going to have people working with us remotely as well. And the reason for that is it's a big part of our industry that's moving towards that technological remote age. And one of the beauties of Phoneticz, you know, this brand, is that we already have our training and nutrition app that we've had for a few years now. It's where we train people all over the world on. So you can apply regardless of if you can be on-site at our facility in Geneva, Illinois, or if you want to work with us remotely, you can do either one.
Very
Don,
nice.
Can you hear it?
Can who?
Yeah, I can hear you guys, but I don't think am I getting through?
Yes.
Yep,
yes,
we can hear
you
now.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Hello, everyone.
Awesome. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself again. Just give us your name, what your role in this is, and anything you want to contribute to what's been said, lay it on us.
Sure. My name is Don Kremen, and I have about 34 years in the food, nutritional, sports nutritional business. One of the brands I was responsible for in terms of acquiring for the company I used to work for was Muscle Milk, and integrated that business, and just really have had a passion for physical fitness and nutrition, and then had an opportunity to kind of connect with Ron, who kind of shares that same passion. And you guys obviously have talked to Ron in the past. He's a pretty passionate, motivated guy, and together we came up with the concept of Fit in 60, really taking 4 everyday average people and showing their progress through physical fitness and nutrition and the benefits they can get from that. So that's the story in a nutshell.
Well, I love it, and I'm excited that You know, I am really just excited for this concept. And one of the reasons is I feel like it's a little more down to earth as to what how real life really works. You know, Biggest Loser, and granted, these aren't apples to apples, so that's kind of the show that I love to hate. I love that it's so motivational. I hate the pace that they push their contestants to receive the results, because I think it's dangerous. It's dangerous for your life, and it's not a lifestyle they've adapted. And a lot of them gain the weight back, but you don't hear about all of that. And so I am happy to see something where people can gravitate towards, jump on board with, but it's more realistic as to how a true health and wellness journey, one that lasts, how that really works.
Right, and success breeds success. So we're really hoping that the viewers of the program will be motivated by the progress that these contestants are making. So as Ron said, there's going to be a online format where people can kind of participate, and that's never been done before. So we're really excited about that aspect.
I'm curious about that.
Awesome.
Myself. Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's going to be a ton of fun, especially when you guys make your cameo appearance.
Woo-hoo! Well, we will definitely be watching that very closely. One quick point of clarification here. So Billy is asking, food show or a workout show? And I'm going to let the men who know answer that, Billy. But in my little humble opinion, I think you have to have both, a combination of both, to have a true health and wellness pursuit. But go ahead and lay it on us, guys. Is this a food show or a workout show?
You're exactly right. It's one and the same. One and the same. And that's a big thing, like you were saying before. Like, we aren't the Biggest Loser. You know, we're not a show like that. This is a raw, real show to where we're going to show people, like, this is what it takes to get the results you want. But like you were saying, it does go hand in hand. You know, a big thing that Don and I talk about, and we did actually on one of our teasers for the show, is you can't outwork a bad diet. It's impossible.
Nope.
I don't care who you are. You know,
sure,
I'm a pro athlete.
Dude.
Yeah, you can't do it. So, and that's a big component. We want to make sure people know when they're following the show and they're following our workouts and following our nutrition, is that I always tell people your fitness and nutrition have to go hand in hand. So if you're working out to lose weight, you have to eat to lose weight. If you're working out to gain weight, you have to eat to gain weight. It's the only way it'll work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right there. True enough, guys. True enough. Another question. Lyle is wondering, how long will the segments be?
So the segments on the show, we're going to keep probably about 30 to 45 minutes. We want to make sure that it's long enough so that people get the content that they're looking for, and that we can actually have the educational piece at the end of each episode. But we want to make sure it's not too long to where people lose interest. So what we found is about 30 to 45 minutes is like that sweet spot for people. So that's where we're going to kind of keep it.
All right. Sounds good to me. So do you already have, I'm assuming you already have your first round of contestants picked?
Yeah, we actually have all, like, our finalists
on
already chosen. So we have like our final 20 people already chosen who are actually on contact after this call. Mm. We're kind of using this call as our springboard into everything. So get ready
exciting.
For those phone calls. Yeah, I know. I wanted to make sure you guys were a part of it. So yeah, we have about the last 20 already picked out. So we're going to start contacting them. And then from there, we're going to put our finalists together, and you guys will actually hear about it on social media, who we're picking, who our finalists are, and everything, because we want to make it an interactive process to where you, the viewers, are actually a part of what's going to be happening as well. So, yeah, it's exciting.
That is very exciting. So I know if any of them are listening to the show right now, they're like, oh, my gosh, is he going to call me? Is my phone going to ring? Ah! Anticipation. I don't even know if my heart can handle it. All right. And how hard of a selection process has this been?
You know, so this is the funny part. And I know you guys know me, and I don't work with everyone. Like, you have to be really committed if you're going to work with me, because you're going to get exactly what you asked for. So we made the application to the point that it would weed out 90% of people that didn't want to do it. So the people that applied, it was pretty extensive. It was a pretty extensive application process. But the ones that did it, like, they, it was absolutely amazing. We got to learn a lot about them. And that's what we really want to make sure that we display in the show. We want to show, like, these are real people. And that more than anything, is what I want to make sure people know. These are real people, real jobs, real families. You know, everyone has their struggles. Like, how are they going to overcome that to get to where they want to be? Like, that's what I really want to make sure we're portraying in the show.
Awesome. Well, I know we are all looking forward to just seeing what you guys come up with. Ron and Don, listen to that, Ron and Don. Even Ryan, you know it's a match made in heaven when the names rhyme. But thank you for joining us on the show tonight. We know your time is short. We appreciate all that you've shared with us. And if you guys decide that once you get to your final round of contestants, if we could get them on the show and talk to them and, you know, not to give away any secrets, but at some point, you know, just have them share either about their journey or their aspirations of what they're hoping to get out of participating. And just, I know it's going to be such phenomenal motivation for all of our listeners that we would definitely love to do that. So maybe that's a conversation we can have later. Yeah. So we would definitely love to do that and just kind of, you know, touch base with you guys throughout this whole process. But in the meantime, we wish you guys much luck, sending you much love, and we'll be keeping our eye on you.
All right. Thank you guys so much for having us on.
Thank you.
So with that being said, guys, tonight was a short one, but it was an awesome one. And so, you know, I got this great picture today that said that Chocolate Way is greater than Snickerdoodle.
Oh.
So I just had to throw that out there because, you know, I know in all reality right now more Snickerdoodle sells than chocolate. So I have to cherish the small victories until chocolate catches up and surpasses Snickerdoodle. That's all I have to say about that. But okay, in all fairness, Kaylin, go ahead and give us your Snickerdoodle shout out.
Snickerdoodle is Snickerpoodle, except for traitors.
Yeah, don't be a hater. So on behalf of Ron, Don, this new reality series opportunity, myself, Kaylin, and the boys from P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.